Blog Talk Radio.
R. Lamar. We are so excited to be coming back to you live, even through this global pandemic. Hello there, we are Radio Live Land listeners. Listen, we are excited about kicking off another Wednesday of the Founder Celebration Show. Again, it is a program of Women Entrepreneurs of America, the return of We're Radio Live. Let me tell you something. We are just excited to even be back. Be back again to come to you live to talk about the amazing things that Women Entrepreneurs of America is doing, has been doing, and continually doing now for the last 19 years. Let me tell you something. I said it. 19 years. So thank you for tuning in. So this is Wednesday, February 10th. We are honoring founders. We have been doing this annually for now the last 10 years in Women Entrepreneurs of America. In honor of the founder herself of Women Entrepreneurs of America, birthday this Friday. So listen, I'm so excited. Let me tell you a little bit about Women Entrepreneurs of America. Women Entrepreneurs of America is a 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization. It has been an organization that has been about empowering disadvantaged women that is wanting to start their own businesses, that needs the tools and resources to get their business started. And our goal for the last 19 years is to connect with you, fellowship with you, nurture you, educate you, you know, connect the dots and refer you to other mind-like entrepreneurs. And we have been doing this collectively for almost 19 years with 20 chapters. And the exciting thing about it is being an entrepreneur doesn't stop. But this month, for Founders Month, we are celebrating founders. So I am so excited that I get to bring back one of my wonderful co-hosts who have co-hosted with me over the years on We're Radio Live, and she too is a founder as well. So let me see if we got her on as we speak. Is the amazing, the infamous Angel Regis on the call tonight?
I sure am, and it's going to be a blast tonight. It's been a long time. How did I find it?
Hello there, Angel Regis. So what I'm going to need you to do is talk into the mic, talk into your phone so we can hear you louder a little bit.
Right. How's that?
10-4, testing 10-4.
Testing. I'm here. This is Angel Regis live with We Are Radio Live with Madam Founder. Founder of We Are.
Listen, welcome back. Yes. I am so excited that you were able to co-host with me for our Founders Celebration Show on the return of We're Radio Live. We've had some wonderful time on Real Radio Live over the years, haven't we, Madam Ambassador?
Yes, we have. Actually, a lot may know, and some may know, that my first bout on radio and co-hosting was with you, with We Are Radio Live. And it's been You know, I mean, my goodness, it's been a great journey ever since. But my very first journey in radio was with you right here on We Are Radio Live. And here I am, years
later. You know what? I can't forget it. I can't forget it because, you know, you had just joined Women Entrepreneurs of America out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and was not only an inspiring entrepreneur, but you were in need. You know, you had a void that needed to be filled, and you had just a wealth of knowledge and empowerment, and you just was busting at the seams on who can you share some of these wonderful ideas you had. You remember that?
Oh, yes, Madam Fonda. Oh, yes. You know, and I always say sometimes you don't know what you need until what you need has found you. And then you feel like you found your restful place right there.
Ooh,
and this is me.
You
want
to say
dream.
That again. I'm going to hashtag that one. Say that again, Madam Ambassador.
You don't know what you need until what you need has found you. And now you found your restful place where you need to be to really grow and emerge as, you know, an entrepreneur or whatever it is that you're endeavoring to do. But when you find that right element that's going to help, you know, that little spark inside of you to just blossom, it's a perfect marriage. It's a perfect marriage. And you can only grow and move and shape and pivot from there and change. And that was me. And that still is my journey with We Are years later.
That is amazing. For all of my We Are Radio Land listeners, you know, Angel Regis started out with us as a member. She has been serving as one of the few longest acting presidents of our Philadelphia chapter. Mm-hmm. She stepped up and committed and became our ambassador, our international ambassador of Women Entrepreneurs of America. So she's from St. Lucia, and she has such great connections. What are some of the wonderful countries you have formed some alliances with, Madam Ambassador?
Oh, my God, in Bita, Kenya, and I'm working with another young lady out of Kenya as well. We work great within ARC Marketing. She's a great content creator and editor, I mean, from blogging to newsletters. So I am constantly growing and constantly connecting with people beyond St. Lucia, you name it. You know, I am here, and I'm always there to answer any questions. And, you know, like I said, my personal mantra is I teach as I learn, and I'm an open book. So I know I'm not an island, but I always welcome that connective, you know, relationship with anyone, especially women in business, domestically and internationally. It's important that we continue to connect and teach each other as we learn as well. So that's me in a nutshell.
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. And you brought that to the table of Women Entrepreneurs of America. So that wasn't something that just happened. I mean, you brought that plethora of concept, that idea to connect with others in our other countries. Let's not forget Carmen Marino. Where is she located? She's in Barcelona, Spain. We have a connection there. We have a connection with our Canadian sisters. And our first international member was out of India, Jaisari PK.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, and with you serving in that capacity and understand lingo, you're bilingual, you know, you have really brought a great component to our international component. And let me say this on Founders Celebration Day, that I have loved you tremendously, and truly from the entrepreneurial standpoint, you have helped me grow. So we have literally walked this walk and this journey in Women Entrepreneurs of America together. Haven't we done it together?
Absolutely. If the walls could talk, absolutely. And it's been a great ride. It's been a great, you know, journey and just, you know, just being with you and see you from the back end, because, you know, the front end looks pretty. The back end, the hard work, it's like a duck in water. They look serene and calm above the water, but under the water, they're they're paddling like
they
crazy.
They don't know.
And that is
exactly. that's the That is the contingency about being an entrepreneur. It is the sweat mm-hmm. equity. It is the intricate concept of building your vision and dream. What makes you an entrepreneur? You know, that not giving up spirit, that not stinking thinking, that surrounding yourself with mind-like entrepreneurs and understanding that if it was easy, everybody would be doing it concept. No, it's not meant to be easy. But the amazing thing about the entrepreneur journey that we have encompassed is that we have to go through it to get through it. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, another thing I want to remind our listeners as well, you are not alone. Oh, my gosh, you are not alone. Ask someone, what's the same amount of fun? A closed mouth don't get fed. Talk
Come on,
to
that's
someone.
Right, that's
Ask
right,
questions.
That's right.
We have platforms out there that are open to answer questions, connect with you. If they don't know, they'll refer you. They'll ask someone, but you are not alone. This journey, can be tedious and downright sometimes discouraging, especially, the negative energy can come from your own inner circle. You need a network. You need to connect with people. You need to be open to connect with people in order for you to grow. You're not alone. You're not alone. Reach out, ask, connect. It's very important. It's very important.
And what you're saying that, that is what Women Entrepreneurs of America has built over these last 18 years. That opportunity to connect, that opportunity to share, to get that one-on-one, to find out within the plethora of members that we have had over the last 18 years, who could do a website, who could do a business plan, who actually has been in this industry, who knows how to do a well, just the basic what is needed concept so that you can get your business off the ground. So it's so important that you open up your mouth and ask. And as a member, this is what we have governed, that, not only you pay your annual membership, but what you want to do is get involved, bring your talents and skills as well as reap the benefits of the talents and skills of others that's part of the organization. Is that correct, Madam Ambassador?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no way that someone should be needing and wanting and can't reach out to, one of your members or Brother Heroes. Someone knows something, and if they don't, they'll find out. And, you better believe it, they will share that information with you. But
we are very open about that. We are very open about sharing our nuggets, sharing our, wisdom, sharing our trials and tribulations so that, I believe in cutting that red tape out of. I haven't been through it. I want to share with you how do you get over that hurdle, not enable you, but at least tell you, okay, this is what you need to do so that you do not have to run into that brick wall of no's or not knowing. Because a lot of our issues as an entrepreneur is resources, lack of knowledge, lack of knowing. Correct, Madam Ambassador?
Yes, absolutely. And not knowing where to go to get that resource or that knowledge. But, we always advocate to connect, ask, call, text, whatever you have to do. The answer is there because you're not the first and you ain't going to be the last who's in need of those solutions. Okay?
That's right. That's exactly right. So what I'm going to do is we got a caller on a 267 number. So call if you're on. Do not go nowhere. We want to speak with you. We're going to take a brief break because you have tuned in to Weird Radio Live. It is business as usual for an entrepreneur talk radio show. It is the hottest online entrepreneur talk radio show there is on Blog Talk Radio. I am the host, Yolanda Lamar, and I have my honorary special co-host, Angel Regis. So if you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, go to our website at www.weainc.webs.com and 267 area code. Don't you go nowhere. We're going to take a break. We got a great commercial coming to you, and it's sponsored by ARC Marketing Agency. So stay tuned. We'll be right back because you tuned in to We Are Radio Live.
Absolutely. segment of Ark Mark, this segment of We Are Radio Live has been brought to you today by Ark Marketing Agency. Ark Marketing Agency was created for startups and creative entrepreneurs to help illuminate their products and services through practical marketing tactics that align with their brand and culture to better serve their customers and grow their businesses. You can reach us at Facebook at Ark Marketing Agency Group and on Instagram at Ark Marketing Agency.
All right, all right. You heard it right here on the return of We Are Radio Live. It is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. We are so excited. I am so excited.
Yes.
This is the month of lovers. This is the Black History Month.
Yes.
This is the month for founders. Let me tell you, Founder Celebration Month has always been a key opportunity for me as a founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America to celebrate founders, to celebrate those that start their own nonprofit, that started their own brick and mortar, that started their own vision and their own dream of a business. And who know better to celebrate founders but Women Entrepreneurs of America? We understand the needs of founders and the support founders need. People really don't get a chance to really get to know the founder of a lot of organizations and businesses. But when you do, you get to find out what was it that took them to the next level, wanted to create that idea. How does that they created help you? Because in a nonprofit, it's a cause. For a business, it's a profit or a service. So we're excited in 2021 to be coming back to you in the month of February to celebrate founders. And I'm so excited that Angel Regis is on the call tonight as the founder of Ark Marketing Agency. So, Angel, that ad was absolutely wonderful. What I want to do before we start talking about Ark, because we got a few more minutes before we wrap up, let's see who this 267 is on the call. Let's see. Hello, caller. You tuned in to We Are Radio Live. And who we have?
Hello, ladies. This is Crystal Irvin of Go Beautiful Skincare.
Oh, my God.
Crystal
Irvin, Happy New Year's, darling.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Well,
Happy
where
New
have
Year.
You been, beautiful? Oh, my God. This is so exciting. How have you been? And how have your new year? You got about 30 seconds. Tell us, how's everything been going in your entrepreneurial world, Crystal Irvin?
Everything's been going pretty good despite the pandemic or plandemic that we're in. I have been able to prosper in my business, taking care of the kids as usual. You know, my miracle son just turned 7 last week, so
no
we're good.
No way! Are you freaking serious? Mighty
not,
and
yeah.
7?
7.
Oh, my God. Well, Crystal, listen, we got a few seconds before we wrap up. Tell us about your business, because you're the founder of your wonderful business. So salute to you. Tell my listeners a little bit about your business. Hurry up, real quick.
Okay, Go Beautiful Skincare is a vegan skincare line. It's anti-aging, it's all natural. It's a facial skincare line, so I have a gentle cleanser, the vitamin C serum, full of antioxidants, day cream, night cream, a charcoal mask, and I just created my own tea line that helps you be beautiful from the inside out.
What? Yes. What is this, a well-kept secret? What? Are you serious? That sounds amazing. So I know you have a website. Tell my listeners where they can go to read more about it.
My website is www.gobeautiful.com.
That is awesome. Congratulations, Crystal.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And your product comes from where? Does it come from Asia? Does it come from China? Where do your product come from?
My products come from good old Philadelphia, PA.
Nothing
that doesn't.
Right here in the USA, and that's what I wanted to hear. That's exactly right. Yes. So all you listeners that are looking for some beautiful beauty products, contact our girl, Crystal Urban. And, Crystal, you're still on Facebook, correct?
Yes, I am. I am on Facebook. Go Beautiful on Facebook. Also on Instagram is Go Beautiful Skincare on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok. I am Go Beautiful.
There we go.
I think
there
I got
we
all
go.
The social media handles.
Well, Crystal, I'm so thankful that you came on. I'm going to need you to I'll have Angel to have you to give me that link so that we could post it up on our page to promote it. And, again, congratulations. And I am so proud of you because I know you've worked this for quite some time. You're a true founder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
Proud of
absolutely.
You.
Thank you so much. Lovely. Madam Ambassador Crystal Urban, I am so excited. Yes. PA is on the call. So, Madam Ambassador, we got about less than 7 minutes. We want to talk about marketing, ARC Marketing Agency. Real quick, share about ARC Marketing Agency and what are you offering? We got about a good 3 minutes. Share a little bit about it.
Well, ARC Marketing is, you know, I call it a junction where you can get resources, tips, you name it, from branding to, you know, color coding, you know, posting, SEO, PPC, you name it. It's a place where you can go to connect with other entrepreneurs and get some really great insight, you know, about running your business, especially, you know, social media marketing. You know, one of the key services we provide is a full scope social media marketing to include a site audit from, you know, running your monthly calendar content. We curate your content, your hashtag, you know, community engagement. All of that is done through ARC Marketing. And the value that we provide is jam-packed. It's jam-packed. And, of course, you know, I'm always available. Whatever questions you have, I'm right here. We are on Instagram and on Facebook. And please connect with us, ARC Marketing Agency, on Instagram and on Facebook.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, I have known you for now 10 years. You are the founder of Plethora. Small businesses, but marketing is what you always have done, and it's amazing when you came up with the idea to start this. So congratulations, Madam Ambassador, for this great concept. I love your site. I love your Instagram site. I mean, but you are a marketing person. This is what you do, and so again, when those that get a chance to actually do business with you, they will find out that you have a wealth of knowledge as far as how to market their business, help them get their brand out there the whole nine. So tell my listeners real quick, how can they reach you if they need some marketing tips and like to utilize your services?
I am on, you know, I'm always on. We still, you know, working on our website platform right now, and this was strategically done, by the way, why I don't have the website yet, but I am on the platforms on Facebook. I have a community group by ARC Marketing Facebook group and also Instagram. These are the two main areas that I'm on constantly every day. They can inbox me, and I can be reached at 484-949-0493 as well. But, yeah, like, send me a message. If you have a question, don't hesitate. It's most likely something that I can help with, and if I don't know, like the saying goes, I'll find out for you. There's no way
our
businesses should be struggling. You know, I'll find out for you. But I'm always there to help. That's my platform.
That's a platform of a We Are member. If we don't know, we will find out how to get that information. And that's the beauty about what we have implemented and solidified in Women Entrepreneurs of America. And thank you so much, Madam Ambassador, for sticking it out with me and helping me promote and brand We Are all these years. I'm talking about 18 years, we're going to our 19th year. So we got a few more minutes. So I want to really tap on information about a founder. Okay, we got a few more minutes before we wrap up, and I'm always challenged when I meet founders that start and establish. There is a totally difference. So I put a question out there: founder versus CEO. What's the difference? You know there is a difference, right, Madam Ambassador?
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am.
So from your standpoint, we got a few minutes, maybe about 30 seconds. What's your idea of the difference between a founder and a CEO?
I think you can be a CEO and not be a founder of a company. A CEO can be inducted or, you know, voted into a company, but not necessarily the person who founded the organization. Some founders are, as with a lot of nonprofits, hands-on. Some founders are hands-on for a certain time, and then they're doing more of high-level, you know, face of the company itself. CEOs, a lot of CEOs are, as you know, they are hands-on as well in the top-down type structure in a company. That's my take on it. If you're, you know,
it
being
is.
A CEO in some of
You hit the nail on the head. The term founder and CEO refers to two different things. Oftentimes, it could be the same person in the organization, and sometimes it's two separate individuals. But a founder starts the business. The founder is the one who launches the business. They are the entrepreneur. And if there's more than one entrepreneur involved, then you got co-founders, okay? Me and you have co-founded several businesses over the years. Isn't that right, Madam Ambassador?
Yes.
But the beauty about it, the original founder is somewhat where people need to understand they're the ones that created, established. But the CEO, as you stated earlier, which was very good, is pretty much the management, executive management of that organization. And that is the person who is has the position to take the company to the next level. That person is the one who delegates and help find and build the team, and you know, and they pretty much help build the business or the organization. But between the two, they bring the willingness to learn, the communication, the realistic of optimism. You know, we got to be optimism about when we start business. We have to have great listening skills. We have to be ready to calculate risk and learn how to manage branding our styles. And that's the key thing about it. So when you have the founder and a CEO, let me tell you something, it is a dynamic team. So we got a few minutes. I think that as we continue on with building women in business and women entrepreneurs in America, we want to always identify those styles of a founder versus a CEO. Your feedback real quick, we got 1 minute left.
And I think knowing and just being open about what your strengths are. Sometimes, you know, if you have two co-founders, you know, understanding and being transparent about your strengths, that will help sustain the company as well. You can't be everything to your company or for your company, you know.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
You know what our limitations are, you know, and being honest about it so that, you know, we can grow together.
And guess what? And learn to learn off of one another. You know, pick each other's brains. You know, I don't know everything like you don't know everything. But what we do collectively, we bring to the table and build that amazing business organization. And this is what we have accomplished. And, again, I have to say that, Madam Ambassador, because you have literally showed so many wonderful ideas and concepts. You know, I'm the headstrong person, and you're the mild-mannered one. You're the quiet one. But you can balance it out, and I can balance it out, and we have really built some amazing business opportunities over the years. And I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. And it works. Now, like I said, we know what, you know, our limitations are. We know where we fall within that scope and work within that scope, so that we can collectively build something and sustain it.
Well, Madam Ambassador, our time is up. We have kicked off a great Return of We Are Radio Live. Thank you for coming back on with me. Hopefully you're available next week. We can do this again next week, Madam Ambassador.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Women Entrepreneurs of America is here to support you. If you'd like more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, go to www.weainc.web.com. Reach out to Angel Regis if you'd like to know more about ARC Marketing Agency. And, Madam Ambassador, thank you, and I love you. Happy Founders Day to you, Madam Ambassador.
Happy Founders Day to you and everyone out there, all our listeners out there. Happy Founders Day.
All right. Happy birthday, Jolanda Woods and Shirley Brigner Tate and myself. Our birthdays is this Friday, and we're looking forward to celebrating. You all have a great week. Love you, Madam Ambassador.
Love you. Bye.
while, are we losing? Because we won't.